Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You're on The Burt Show.
You know what I learned this weekend, over the weekend?
What?
And here I am on Thursday talking about my weekend. I learned this weekend that my vision or my definition of happiness for my kids can be very different than their own definition of happiness for themselves. And I got to accept that.
I love that you have acknowledged that and that you are in the process of accepting it, because I think that's a huge hurdle for a lot of parents. And I saw your Instagram post and I liked it because I thought it was very insightful. And it is a testament to all the work you've put in to rewire your brain from the interesting upbringing you had.
Very interesting. Keeping a lot of therapists employed.
Yep. And making sure that your kids are happy, but their happy doesn't necessarily have to be the same definition as yours.
Really? I mean, so my oldest kid is going to SCAD in Savannah, and they had family weekend this weekend. And my concern for my son has always been that I knew he'd crush as far as grades go. That's just what he does, man. I mean, as soon as he has a homework assignment, he wants to get that thing off his mental plate immediately. So there's no procrastination with this kid. He's always been a great student, right? Very routine based. But for me, college is so much more than that. It's so much more than just grades and getting your degree and moving on. There are so many life lessons, so many things socially that you can learn from. I still am in contact with the guys that I was roommates with in college, and I had an absolute blast. It was probably the best 2 years of my life. I actually think when I was asked to leave San Diego State, I was like a four-year sophomore. I tried way harder to petition the council to let me stay in school than I did actually work while I was in school.
Yeah. Maybe if you just worked that hard in class, You would have had to do a petition.
So, you know, I had an absolute blast, seriously. And I did junior college also. So I think it was about 4 years. But part of that was hanging out, partying, experiencing things. I told you guys I experimented with a whole bunch of things in college, and thankfully he doesn't do that, but it was part of really me having a great time in college. So that was kind of my definition. Like, it's not just about class, it's about all these other things too.
You were fulfilled by the social scene.
Absolutely. My kid's not like that. And my concern was that when I talked to the SCAD counselors was that, hey, which are the kids here that don't make it? And he told me straight up, the kids that go to the dorm and then they go to their class and then they go to the dorm and then they go to the class and they don't experience college life, they're not going to make it here. Which was very concerning because that's what my kid does.
And I would imagine a school like SCAD has a ton of like groups and extracurriculars for students to get involved in to really be active, have an active college experience.
So when we get to SCAD over the weekend, I was asking them a lot of questions, you know, because we're walking around these courtyards and green spaces, because SCAD isn't like your traditional college where it's all in one area. There's a building here in Savannah and there's a building over there, and you got to take a bus over here in Savannah. So there's not like one major campus traditionally. You got to kind of like be all over the city, right? And outside of that, he hasn't really seen Savannah at all. So as we're walking around this, and I love Savannah. It's a beautiful city, right? Mm-hmm. So much to offer. He hasn't seen any of it. It's like his second year in school, and he doesn't leave. His dorm room.
So right? For Parents Weekend, it's more like you're giving him a tour of his city than he's giving you a tour of his campus.
100%. 100%. In fact, he's kind of so isolated that when I went to his dorm to just check out what that looks like, you know, because I'm paying for it, that I would like to see it, his roommates came in and I started talking to his roommates. And in the 3 minutes that I was talking to one of his roommates, Hayden learned so much about his roommate because they just don't talk. Right? So, but that is really his life, you know? He has some friends there, a lot of online friends. He is in some clubs that meet up, like his anime clubs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But it certainly doesn't look anything like my college experience did. And when I asked him over the weekend, I was expecting him to say a 4 when I asked him, on a happiness level, where are you at with college? On a 1 to 10. And he said an 8.
Good for him.
Wow, cool. Good.
And I was floored. I'm like, this is your 8 right here? Mm-hmm. And I really had to absorb it, that at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is my kid is happy. And it doesn't matter what that looks like for him. If he's being honest with me and that's what really he loves and this is what's making him happy, good for him. Absolutely. It doesn't look like my happiness, but it's happiness for him. And that's really all that matters.
That's great.
Yeah, I love that you've come to that realization, and not only that, but you're embracing it.
100%.
I think a lot of parents struggle with that. I think even mine did at times, because what was happiness for me was so different than what was happiness for them or anybody I'm around. So I think as a parent, to understand that and recognize that is like a really important thing.
It's a tough one. It really is.
You're on The Burt Show.